KTRC. It's time to get answers to all of your real estate questions. Talk 1260 KTRC presents All Things Real Estate, New Mexico's foremost live, listener-interactive real estate radio show. The phone lines are open, so call us at 505-473-5722 or email us your questions at rpost@sfrp.com. Now, here's your host, Ray Post.
Greetings to everyone in Santa Fe and beyond. I welcome you to a special roundtable broadcast of All Things Real Estate. This is Ray Post with Santa Fe Realty Partners, and guess what? I'm back in the studio today with my sidekick and producer, Gino Thompson. Gino, are you mic'd up? How does it feel to have me back here?
I am mic'd up. Well, I had to wear shoes today since you're back in the studio.
You know, we've been having some fun, Gino, rolling through these remote broadcasts since Easter. And today we are back in the studio because Hutton Broadcasting has all hands on deck, all equipment, all staff out at Buffalo Thunder with this fabulous three-day concert series. Gino, you're going to be going later. Who are you going to be seeing?
Oz Motley starts around 3:45, 4 o'clock out at Buffalo Thunder. It should be really fun. What's really cool is one of their old band members, Charlie Tuna, is going to be with them. He left to perform with Jurassic 5, which is a hip-hop band, and it's going to be the first time they've been on stage together in many years, so it's going to be great.
Well, Gino Thompson is one of the experts on music in this town, and I encourage everyone to go on out there to Buffalo Thunder today. This is the last day of this three-day concert. Anyway, we're going to bore you now with all things real estate, so we do have some very interesting commentary on all sorts of real estate issues that are important to all buyers and sellers. And before we get going with the show, I invite you to go to our website, check out all the businesses who are partners of All Things Real Estate and offer an array of very useful services and products. Simply go to www.sfrp.com and click on the radio tower icon and then check out these stellar New Mexico companies. And one of these companies is American Home Shield, which I can highly recommend. They offer a very good home warranty policy that's very worth checking out. So, again, go to our website, www.sfrp.com, for more information on American Home Shield. Now, before we get going with the show, I want to express our hope that there will soon be some good news regarding the search for missing hot air balloon pilots Richard Abruzzo and Carol Davis, whose balloon has gone missing over the Adriatic Sea. Nancy Abruzzo is the wife of Richard, is actually a broker in our firm, and we want you to know, Nancy, that all of us at Santa Fe Realty Partners are sending very positive thoughts your direction. So we have a lot going on with the show today, and I want to get things going by getting some State of the Market comments from Andrew Hoffman, who is advisor to All Things Real Estate. Hi, Andrew. What thoughts do you have for the listeners today?
Last week, Ray, I spoke about signs of life in the real estate market in Santa Fe from my point of view as a mortgage lender.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that Santa Fe is a perfect place for baby boomers to retire, and that the time that there is a potential demand, a pent-up demand for folks who want to move here but haven't been able to sell their homes in California, New York, Florida, Texas, wherever. But in recent weeks, I've seen a number of these people deciding to make the jump and buy here before they sell there.
Right.
They see Santa Fe prices as being very attractive, enhanced by these incredibly low rates. So I have two strategies that might help those people who want to move here.
Okay.
One is a reverse purchase. I've talked about this before. Reverse purchase allows a buyer with liquid assets to put a chunk down and have no or a low payment based solely upon age and down payment. It's about at least 30%. But they can use this loan as an interest-only loan until they sell their existing residence. They can pay interest currently, and then they can reduce the loan amount once they sell their house. They do have to qualify with their existing payment, taxes and insurance on the new house. So there is a bit of income documentation, but it's not as onerous as buying it right out.
Right.
Or I have another lender that would allow them to use retirement assets on an asset-based loan. So they may not have the income, and the rate's a little higher, but the lender is willing to make a loan based upon a substantial amount of assets, which can be used as, you know, depletion over a period of years, and they have to have about 3 to 5 years worth of liquid assets available. So these strategies are those that can be used for those type of people who want to make the jump, who want to make the move and move to Santa Fe while still having a house for sale or even not for sale in another market.
Well, excellent, those two strategies indeed. And in fact, you are reflecting on something that we've been talking about for quite some time, Andrew, and that is that Santa Fe is one of the anomaly markets around the country. Great inventory, moderate prices, a terrific opportunity. And so what you're indicating to the listeners is sort of a reflection of that reality. One other thing I want to ask you about very quickly is I noticed in the newspaper today there was a headline about low interest rates spurring a 15-year refinancing product. Are you discovering that that's something that's coming new to the market for you?
Well, what's interesting is that usually there's a quarter of a percent difference between a 30-year rate and a 15-year rate.
Uh-huh.
The 30-year rate today is about 4 3/8 without any points.
Right.
The 15-year rate is 3 3/4.
Mm-hmm.
So if they're willing to take a higher payment because you're dividing into 180 payments instead of 360 payments,
right,
it's a substantial savings in interest.
Right, so
you know, you're saving a 0.5% in just doing that.
So if you've got the cash readily available on a monthly basis, it certainly is a product worth considering.
Absolutely, I think so.
Well, listen, Andrew, enjoy the rest of this beautiful day. Maybe you'll go out to Buffalo Thunder and listen to some fabulous music and see Geno Thompson there. You guys can grab arms and enjoy the music. So thanks a lot for your commentary. I'll talk to you next Sunday.
Thanks, Ray.
All right, bye-bye. Well, I want to take a moment to tell you about Santa Fe's own Westgate Properties, which specializes in the management of multi-tenant commercial properties and homeowner associations. Now, Westgate Properties has the goal of promoting community through highly responsive management with the aim that a quality of life and work situation and the value of their clients' investment is improved. For more information, call Tom Simon of Westgate Properties at 995-3134. That's 995-3134. And learn more about the services of this well-regarded commercial property and homeowner association management company. And again, Westgate Properties is a new partner of All Things Real Estate. We're delighted to have them on board. They're very well respected in this community. Tom Simon's already been on the show and will be coming back on a regular basis. We are really going to shift gears now, and I want to introduce a very special guest, Mike Plant, who is the Executive Vice President for Business Operations for the Atlanta Braves baseball team. Mike is also a former Olympic athlete, Executive Vice President of Turner Sports, and a current member of the U.S. Olympic Committee. Welcome to the show, Mike.
Hey, Ray. How you doing?
Well, I'm doing okay, but I want to go into something that I know is very much on your mind right now, but some people might be asking, Mike, Ray, why is an accomplished sports executive on your real estate show? And the answer is rather simple. Mike is also the managing partner of Canyon Ridge, a very exciting ranch conservation development in Chama, New Mexico, which is also a new corporate partner of All Things Real Estate. Now, before we get into a discussion of Canyon Ridge, let's talk a minute, Mike, about the Atlanta Braves. And this is the last day of the regular baseball season. I know you broke away from the game, which just started about 30 minutes ago. How's the team doing?
Well, Hudson just gave up a 2-run pinch hit homer in the top of the third, and this has been a tough month for us because we had total control of making it back to the playoffs after a 4-year hiatus, and now it's come down to the 167th game of the year, and a lot rides on us winning this game, and we just don't know where we're going to end up here. It's a 3-way race for 2 final spots between us, San Diego, and the Giants, so keep your fingers crossed for us, and hopefully we'll be playing some postseason baseball.
Well, we are going to be keeping our fingers crossed here. You know, in New Mexico, we've got a lot of different teams that we root for because we don't have our own professional Major League Baseball team. But I will tell you right now that because the listeners like All Things Real Estate, and now they're going to like Mike Plant, that they're going to be rooting for the Braves all afternoon. You also have some other history being made today, and that is that whether the Braves go on to the playoffs or not, this is the last regular season game for your manager, Bobby Cox, an institution in the sport. Talk a little bit about what that means to you, Mike.
Yeah, Bobby, obviously 25 years as the manager of this club and 50 years in the game. Last week, he won his 2,500 game that he had managed, and he's just he's been a legend. He's just a first-class, certainly manager, but also just a first-class man, and when you look at all the polls in baseball, just he's far above anyone else that when the players are asked, who would you like to play for, and it's because of the character of the man. So it's a bittersweet day knowing that it's his last game after all these years.
Right, and as an executive vice president of the Braves, I know you're not going to reveal anything that you can't, but any sign about what's going to happen next season with Bobby leaving as manager of the team?
Yeah, we'll have a new one.
Very good answer. You know, Gino Thompson, my producer, I knew Mike Plant was incredibly political with all this international sports work he's done. He's got to be that way. So we'll take that to the bank, knowing that there will be a new person there.
Exactly.
You know, we've got about a few minutes here, actually, Mike, before we take a break. And so I think maybe unless you want to talk about some of your exploits, I know you just came back. This is amazing, Gino. Mike was on a plane for 2 days this week, or seemed like it, just flying to Melbourne, Australia. I mean, you just do that just for fun? Is that why you went down there?
No, I'm also a member of the executive board of the International Cycling Union, which oversees the global sport of cycling, and I've been involved in that sport for a good part of my life. So the World Cycling Championships were in Melbourne, and being on that board, I had 2 days of meetings. So I was in the air for about 48 hours, 24 over, 24 back. I needed to be back by the first pitch on Friday night, and
wow.
And I made it. So, but it's, you know, I've been doing it for a long time. I've spent a lot of years traveling and been in the sports business for 30 years since my own career. But it's been a good ride. But certainly, I look forward to many, many more days and months living out in Canyon Ridge in the beautiful part of northern New Mexico in the future.
Well, that's a great segue. Couldn't have done it any better myself. I'm going to have you, after we come back from the break, I'm going to have you come on for the second half of this first half hour. So we got a lot of time, probably 8 or 10 minutes, to talk about Canyon Ridge after the break. But in a nutshell, so people know, obviously everybody who lives in New Mexico knows what Chama is all about, north up there, and within a few weeks there will be a lot of snow on the ground probably. But talk for a moment about this very unique and very exciting ranch conservation development that you are actually a co-owner of with your partner, Steve Ziegler.
Yeah, it was really kind of a vision that I've had, and it was based on my love of the West, and I've spent many years out there hunting and fishing and living out there in the Colorado area. So I kind of combined that passion with trying to provide a simple concept, which is how can we complement nature for a very small group of people that also share that same passion. And so that's really how this concept was born, and certainly, like I said, when we come back, I'll give your listeners a little bit more of an understanding of what that really means. And
yeah.
I think they'll see it's pretty intriguing.
Well, it is, and I'm really looking forward, frankly, because I'm going to be working with Mike on making sure that all sorts of people around the country and around the world are aware of what Canyon Ridge is all about. We're going to be using all things real estate to beat the drum here locally and in northern New Mexico and through all the Internet activity. So I'm looking forward to my first visit to this site. I've heard a lot about it, and I said to Mike when Tommy Gardner and I, the co-owner of the firm, come up, you know, we'll spend a couple of hours touring, and if you're not in town, we can do it on our own. He came back to me and said, Gino, well, Ray, I'll tell you that I'm going to do an abbreviated tour of Canyon Ridge. It'll take about 6 hours. So this is 6,000 acres of property. I guess that's 1,000 acres per hour. So we're looking forward to it. We're just going to camp out there and enjoy ourselves. But I'll tell you what, you can stay with us for a minute. I know you want to go back to the game, though, but you can stay, Mike.
Yes, I can.
Okay,
yes.
I'm going to put you on hold here. We're going to take a break here on All Things Real Estate. When we come back, we're going to, as you said, dig into Canyon Ridge. So stay tuned. We'll be back in a minute.
Now, here's your host, Associate Broker with Santa Fe Realty Partners, Ray Post.
Okay, welcome back to All Things Real Estate. This is indeed Ray Post, and I am back in the studio today after being on the road doing remote broadcasts of the program. Actually, starting on Easter Sunday, and Gino Thompson, my producer, I think is happy to have me back here. He's not mic'd up right now, so all he can do is shake his head yes or no. It's a yes. That's a good sign for me. Anyway, I welcome you back to the program. We're very privileged to have, and especially on this day, which is the last day of the regular baseball season, Mike Plant, who is Executive Vice President for Business Operations for the Atlanta Braves. He is up in his executive office while the team is down playing on the field against the Phillies. And I know he wants to get back there, but he's so kind to stay with us because we're talking about this very exciting ranch conservation development in Chama, New Mexico, which is called Canyon Ridge, which Mike is the managing partner of. Before we go back into that conversation, though, Mike, I want to tell you and all my friends about folks at Fast Signs of Santa Fe, the sign and graphic solutions company. If you need any type of sign or graphics production as well as wide format digital printing with delivery and installation anywhere you need it, then you don't need to look any further than Fast Signs. Stop by and see Joe Martinez and his associates at Fast Signs at 720 St. Michael's Drive or call them at 474-3551. That's 474-3551. And let Fast Signs find solutions to all of your graphic needs. And if Joe hasn't forgotten, he is going to be on the show later on today, so I look forward to talking to him at that point. Anyway, back to my special guest, Mike Plant, Executive Vice President for Business Operations for the Atlanta Braves. But for purposes of this conversation today, he is the managing partner of Canyon Ridge. Mike, how many business cards do you have? How many jobs do you have? I can't believe
I have a few, but, you know, now I've got to give a little shout-out to Joe and Fast Signs because Fast Signs is also a sponsor of the Atlanta Braves here in Atlanta.
Oh,
so
well, that's
good partners. We know how to hang together here, right?
Oh, that's terrific. Well, that is a national franchise operation. He runs an unbelievable business here. He, his wife, his son, and another guy, and I tell you, they are, I think, propping up most of the economy for Santa Fe. They're doing such a fabulous job. That's good to know. I'll mention that to him later.
Yep.
Anyway, Mike, we were talking about Canyon Ridge. You were just starting to really give your passion for why you and your partner, Steve Ziegler, decided to pursue this. Let's drill down, as you said before, and talk specifically about what it is. 6,000 acres, but beyond that, what can you tell the listeners?
Yeah, I think one of the things that I would make sure I tell all your listeners is that, you know, I think all of us that have a passion for the land, we know they're not making any more of it, printing any more of it. And so, you know, I feel this stewardship that I want to leave for generations. And as you look at urban areas where there's just more and more people living in, I always tell people when I go out there, I come back to Atlanta and there's 5.5 million people and 14 lane roads and I have withdrawals for a number of days because it's the beauty and the peacefulness of being up in those mountains. And where we're finding the ability and our concept is to combine really luxury and some amenities to complement that beauty and wilderness and certainly not compromise it. And so that's kind of been the driving force behind what Steve and I have certainly developed on this 6,000 acres of land.
And just so the listeners can sort of get their arms around it, 6,000 acres is a lot of land, but 4,000 acres of that has been put in permanent conservation easement, correct?
Exactly. And that, you know, it's interesting. I always tell people, Ray, I'm not a developer. I've been in the sports business my whole life, and obviously, as you've just mentioned, I'm the executive vice president of the Atlanta Braves, and Steve is not a developer. We're both. Steve owns a nice big ranch in Colorado as well, and so he shares a lot of the same passions, and that's what's, I think, important in a partnership. But one of the things we did with Canyon Ridge, which is unlike a lot of others, is the first thing we did was prioritize the conservation easement. And there is almost 4,000 acres of this ranch will be left in a permanent conservation easement with the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation. And that was a priority, not an afterthought. And so that conservation easement is going to be shared by the potential of these 81 lot owners.
Mm-hmm.
And we have nature trails for mountain biking, horseback riding that have all been designed by some world-class mountain bike athlete, Dave Weens, and another world-class endurance rider. And they've added certainly their expertise to make those trails something that, again, will be a lasting legacy for that ranch.
Right, and we've had on this show on a regular basis Charlie O'Leary, who is the executive vice president of the Santa Fe Conservation Trust, and he has very nicely framed for everyone, though you don't have to go very far in Santa Fe to find an audience that doesn't appreciate this, but the value of having a conservation easement is huge because forever and ever, in perpetuity, nothing will ever happen to it beyond the critters that are running around on it and you enjoying it as a hiker or a biker or whatever you want to do, right?
Absolutely. And that's, again, our priority was habitat, wildlife, and the environment. And everything we've done, including some of the other amenities that we've put on the table, and those are some of the we're inside the conservation will be three outfitter cabins that can be enjoyed by just those lot and homeowners. We've got an extensive amount of miles of trails that we've designed that provide different degrees of difficulty and also scenery. We're building a 4,800-square-foot lodge on a cliff that has 100-mile views. You can see all the way west of the La Plata's and Durango. And then included in that lodge we'll have a small fitness center. And then there's also an equestrian, small equestrian center and equestrian park. But all of that has been designed with putting that conservation 4,000 acres as a priority so that, again, we complement nature. We're not going to compromise it.
And for someone who thoroughly appreciates, first of all, the beauty that is natural to the Chama area and the conservation easement, now let's move over to, hey, I want to build a house there, Mike, so what are my options?
Well, one of the things that we've done, and it's important for me to make sure your listeners understand, this didn't start yesterday. I mean, I've started this in 2006, and we've been 4 years now that we've been at Canyon Ridge, and everything that we've done, and there was a team of consultants, so that hydrology and geology and wildfire management, endangered species, all of those people helped us design this concept. And the outcropping of that was certainly 81 lots that are all along the northern and western ridge. For the most part, they're 17 interior lots. All have spectacular views. They've all been surveyed, all been recorded, all been approved. The entire ranch has been approved by the county and certainly planning and zoning. And I think certainly I'm proud to say that we're one of the first master plan communities of a ranch conservation development in any place in northern New Mexico. And because of our commitment to conservation and environment, being certainly a priority, not an afterthought, it made that a lot easier, I think, for the people of northern New Mexico to know that we were not going to compromise the importance to their culture, their heritage, and their history. And, again, we're there to complement it.
Just to show you that we do have people who listen to the show, we typically receive a lot of emails, and I did just get one that says, hi, Ray. Does Mike have a home construction company that he's working with on home building at Canyon Ridge? It's from Bob. Thank you for the question, Bob.
We don't at this time. As you know, Ray, we spent a lot of time making sure that we put together some very, very extensive design guidelines for the individuals that do end up buying lots. Mm-hmm. We're not building houses. We mm-hmm. will be building, obviously, the lodge. We've already built one of the outfitter cabins. So that is a responsibility of Steve and I. But the design guidelines, I would encourage people to go on our website. I'm sure you'll give the listeners that web address.
Absolutely.
You'll see all the covenants. You'll see the design guidelines. You'll see that again, one of the things we've done is to make sure that we design with the least amount of impact on the wildlife and the environment. And really, it's an outcropping of letting the land really dictate and sculpt what we build there.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't want to move right to that right this moment because we got about a half a minute left here before we have to take another break. Never enough time, Mike, but I want to remind the listeners that if they're interested in Canyon Ridge, there's two simple ways of finding out more. Number one is Canyon Ridge is now a partner of All Things Real Estate, so you can go to our website, www.sfrp.com. Go to the radio show page, and right there prominently is a logo for Canyon Ridge. You click on that, it takes you right to their website. But if you want to streamline it, you can also go right to Mike Plant's web address, which is www.discovercanyonridge.com. And if you go there, you'll see this incredibly beautiful story about this development. It'll answer a lot of your questions. You can always call me. You can call. There's a 888 number on there. You can call Mike directly. Mike, in the last few seconds here, any last thoughts you want to share with the listeners before I let you go back to the baseball game?
Yeah, well, I appreciate you having me on, and again, look forward to our partnership. And as I said earlier, I think people will see just from even looking at the website that we've made a commitment to really, as I said, a simple concept, and that's how do you complement nature? How do you provide an opportunity for really a few lucky people to pass on an unbelievable generational legacy to their families, but enjoy it for a long time to come.
Excellent way of summarizing it. That's Mike Plant, who is the managing partner of Canyon Ridge, one of the new partners of All Things Real Estate. More importantly, is the co-owner of a beautiful, exciting ranch conservation development up in Chama, New Mexico. Mike, good luck with the game today. Go Braves, and all the best to you. I'll be talking to you soon.
Thank you, Ray. I appreciate it.
Okay. See you later.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Gino, let's take a break here on All Things Real Estate. When we come back, we'll continue our roundtable of real estate conversations with a variety of experts, so stay tuned. We'll be back in a minute.
Now, here's your host, Associate Broker with Santa Fe Realty Partners, Ray Post.
Welcome back to All Things Real Estate. Today we are in the studio. We're not doing a remote broadcast today because Hutton Broadcasting is using all staff and all equipment out at their big Buffalo Thunder 3 days of music, their Fall Fest, or what is it, Free Fall Music Fest. Gino Thompson, my producer, is going to be cutting out of here as soon as I can let him go so he can enjoy this afternoon of, actually the last afternoon of these 3 days of concert music. And we're delighted to be back in the studio today. Actually, I'm doing a roundtable of conversations with a whole host of real estate experts. And we're sort of changing up the schedule a little bit here and are delighted that Randy Moya of Wynn Home Inspections is available and can join us on the show. Now, Randy has been on the program before, and Wynn Home Inspections has been providing accurate, comprehensive, and quality home inspection services since 1994. Welcome to the program, Randy.
Hey, how are you, Ray?
I'm doing fine. You're always so nice to come on the show and actually provide fabulous commentary. I think today what we're going to do, Randy, is, you know, with a rise in home sales here somewhat in Santa Fe of late, one strategy that sellers might want to consider is something that we call a pre-listing home inspection, and we as listing brokers highly recommend this. What is it all about anyway, Randy?
It's a great topic. It's, you know, in this market, anything that a seller can do to make themselves stand out is only beneficial to them, and it makes the real estate transaction go a little bit smoother. In getting a pre-listing inspection, whether it be through me or through another company, just finding where all the issues or potential issues within that house are going to be. That way, when they do get their house under contract, there's no surprises that they're about to discover from a buyer's inspection.
Right, because if the home, unless it's brand new, a listing broker and the seller can anticipate that that the buyer's broker is going to recommend that they do an inspection, and most buyers want to do that just to make sure that there aren't any problems or things that are hidden that they wouldn't see just with their eyes. So what you're talking about here is a strategy to take off of the table something that could come into the contract phase of it and actually mess things up or create a problem for the seller financially that he or she was not prepared for. Is that sort of pretty much the essence of it?
That's correct. And I actually want to add to that even with a brand new home, there could be some things that just got overlooked or something that I've actually found in new home construction as well. And I'm sure other inspectors inspecting brand new homes have found some issues as well. So that's including a brand new home.
Well, and spoken like a true professional home inspector, you're not going to leave any rock unturned. That's very good counsel. You know, let's walk through. So I'm a buyer, and I'm approaching this property that I want to make an offer on. And the seller and through the listing broker is indicating that they had done an inspection beforehand. Of course, you want to sort of trumpet that, especially if there were no problems. And, of course, the seller is going to use a licensed, bonded, professional, well-known inspector to do this job. So what kind of reassurance should I, as the buyer, get from that that information?
Well, as a buyer, you know, what you're getting basically is knowing that there is no electrical issues or there's no roofing issues or no structural issues if you have a crawl space or a slab foundation. That you know that the water heater is not leaking or has evidence of incrustations and stuff like that, and that all the outlets and everything are functioning as they should. You know, all the windows are sealed up and stuff like that. Those are the things that a lot of times inspectors are going to call out when it comes to a home inspection, and those are the critical things in a structure. most home inspectors will not comment on things like paint or chips in the wall and stuff like that. We're looking for more structural and health and safety issues.
Right. And if I'm a buyer and the seller has strategically done this pre-listing inspection, you as a professional home inspector, though, do you still recommend that the buyer consider doing their own inspection, even though something has been done previously or very recently?
You know, Ray, I would never discourage anybody from doing something that makes them feel better.
Mm-hmm.
If a house has already been pre-inspected prior to going on the market and they found no issues, if a buyer feels more comfortable actually hiring a third-party inspector that did not do the pre-listing inspection, I would never discourage that.
Right.
You know, it's something that, you know, it's, I mean, we're talking about a big investment here. We're talking about people's lives. And if, like I said, if it makes you sleep better at night knowing that the person that you hired to just double-check those results, you know, I'm all for it.
Right. Well, excellent counsel, and I did receive an email here. Randy, as you know, we get a lot of emails from listeners who are sitting back and listening to the show, and they're on their computer. Ray, could Randy give me an idea how much a pre-listing inspection costs? Does that depend on the size of the property, et cetera? That's from Earl. Thank you, Earl, for the question. What's your recommendation to Earl, Randy?
Well, it's based on square footage.
Mm-hmm.
At least, and most inspectors in town, you know, we base our inspections on square footage. So I don't want to quote any prices because, you know, it's depending on, you know, crawl spaces and attics and stuff like that, but it's based on square footage.
And why is that, actually? Because I know in other jurisdictions, and, of course, you know, I'm a licensed realtor back in Washington, D.C., so different jurisdictions, home inspectors charge differently. But is the square footage sort of premise a good rule of thumb for you in the industry to calculate how much time and energy it's going to take you to do the job?
That, and that's just what our particular market here in the Santa Fe area has dictated to us as inspectors.
Mm-hmm. Well, that makes sense. I want to shift gears here. Can I keep you on the line here for another minute or two?
Oh, absolutely.
You know, I always enjoy talking to Randy Moya, Gino Thompson, my producer, because I always throw this one little curveball at him. I ask him what the most unique inspection has been for him, or the trickiest one, or whatever. And I remember the last time I had you on the show, you talked to me about someone who actually had a firearm with them, I believe, as you were rolling up in your truck to do an inspection of the house. I guess that quickly discouraged you from wanting to do the job.
It also discouraged the person from wanting to buy the house.
I think you're absolutely right. So it sort of goes in tandem. That was clearly not a marketing strategy on the part of the listing broker. Anything beyond that, though, you know, with the change in the market and the way things in the housing industry are going, Randy, are there things that you're encountering, say, in the last 6 to 8 months, maybe even 12 months, that you weren't encountering a couple of years ago?
Ray, I'm noticing that buyers and sellers are being a little bit more vigilant is a good word.
Uh-huh.
Being that, you know, there's so much inventory and, you know, nobody's really has a crystal ball as to if this market has reached its bottom or not. And so everybody's just kind of nervous.
Right.
And but the best thing I can do from a home inspection standpoint is, you know, is do my job as diligently as possible and provide not only a comprehensive inspection for the buyer,
right,
but also keep in mind that, you know, the sellers as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't think anybody's out there just intentionally trying to cover things up or anything like that.
Right.
So the best thing I can offer to your listeners is, you know, be patient, be diligent, and just trust the people that you're working with.
Right. Well, that's always good counsel, and particularly in these tougher times where every penny is being counted by everyone, whether you're the buyer or the seller. Is there any fundamental difference between a pre-listing inspection and one that you would normally do for a buyer?
Not much.
Yeah.
Not much at all. Again, we have to be diligent because we're looking at health and safety issues. So if we run across a health and safety issue that is, you know, could potentially be critical, I always tend to make that particular issue known to the seller as well as the buyer. That way, in the event that, you know, the transaction may or may not go through, at least the seller is aware for their own health and safety that there is a potential issue with their home.
Now, when you talk about health and safety, or from a health standpoint, are you talking about things like mold or radon, or what exactly do you mean?
I'm talking more like, you know, again, mold or carbon monoxide leaks or things that could potentially, you know, injure them or kill them,
right,
basically.
And, of course, the safety issue is the obvious ones if there's a structural problem or a foundation problem that could lead to an accident. And I'm just curious, you as a professional licensed bonded home inspector, there is a differentiation, though, I know, between what you do and what someone who is, a termite inspector might do. But do you actually look for termite damage in any of these inspections that you're doing, or any kind of infestation of other bugs?
We do. We do look for evidence of, you know, wood-destroying insects or mice or rats or anything like that. We make notes of it, and we bring it to the attention of the buyers and the sellers. But we don't actually do the pest inspection. We actually, if we find evidence of wood destroying insects and stuff like that, we advise the clients to actually contract with a pest inspection company or a, you know, or a extermination company.
Right, right. And often a lender, particularly in areas where there is a lot of pest infestation, will require that that be done as a separate inspection to guarantee that the, you know, the loan that they're putting forward is in good shape. Well, Randy, I've got a few seconds here before I need to go on to another break. Any last thoughts for the listeners about the importance of a pre-listing inspection if you are a seller?
You know, it makes you sleep better knowing that, you know, you did your diligence in providing extra information to those potential buyers to make your property stand out a little bit more. And that way it gives your buyers some confidence in knowing that, yeah, these people really do care about their house and they're doing the right things to move it forward.
Mm-hmm. Well, as always, excellent counsel from Randy Moya, who is with Wynn Home Inspections. Delight to always have you on the program. I'm glad you carved out some time on your Sunday to be with us, Randy. Good counsel for the listeners. And look forward to talking to you soon.
Appreciate it, Ray. Have a great day.
Okay, you too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Tell you what, Gino Thompson, let's take a break here on All Things Real Estate. When we come back, we'll continue our roundtable of discussions about a variety of real estate issues. So stay tuned. We'll be back in a minute.
KTRC.
Welcome back to All Things Real Estate. This is Ray Post with Santa Fe Realty Partners, and today I'm back in the studio. Again, we're not doing a remote broadcast today because Hutton Broadcasting has all of the equipment, all the staff out at their big three-day fall fest, free fall music fest. I keep screwing that up. Sorry, Gino. But I understand from Gino Thompson, my producer, that it's been a huge success, lots of people, and we encourage you to go on out there today as well. Gino will be out there, and you can say hi to him. Meet the producer extraordinaire of All Things Real Estate. Anyway, before we go back into the show, I want to talk about the Schuer, Yost, and Patterson Law Firm, which has roots going back more than 50 years. Now, the current firm was established in 1993 as a general civil law practice staffed by attorneys with broad experience in real estate and commercial transactions and litigation, estate planning, business planning, information, banking law, and tax planning. Schuer, Yost, and Patterson maintains the highest rating of quality for law firms, which is an AV rating by the Martindale-Hubbell rating system. The firm's attorneys are also featured in the Bar Register of Preeminent Lawyers, as well as the Best Lawyers in America, a peer-reviewed rating service. Schuer, Yost, and Patterson can be found on the Internet at santafelawyers.com or reached by telephone at 505-989-7500. We're delighted to count them among the corporate partners of All Things Real Estate, and they provide us with excellent legal commentary every other week. So I encourage you to go to the Schuer, Yost, and Patterson Law Firm. I want to wrap up today's show with a conversation with a very good friend of mine, Robin Schroeder, who is the Regional Vice President of Hub International, about a variety of insurance issues that are important to home buyers and sellers. Welcome to the show, Robin.
Hello, Ray. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Listen, we usually do this in a taped way, so I am tickled to death that we're doing this live today. This is sort of fun and exciting, and I really appreciate the fact you're carving out time for your precious Sunday to join us on the show. Today we want to share some of your thoughts with the listeners about a variety of insurance policies that they might not normally be considering when it comes to, you know, going out and getting insurance. So, Robin, let's sort of walk through this panoply, and I found some of these to be extraordinarily interesting, but I think you and I grouped them together in those that most people might have sort of heard about, and then we're going to go into the exotic ones, okay?
Okay.
All right, so you've got the floor, my friend. Go ahead. What's the first one?
Well, some insurance coverages you may not think you need, but you do, is employment practices. The common adage is we treat them like family. But if a domestic worker gets hurt or files charges for sexual harassment, discrimination, wrongful termination, sometimes treating her like family isn't enough. For coverage of crisis management or legal fees, up to maybe $250,000, premiums for something like that typically run $600 to $1,000 a year.
Now, again, that first category is what you called employment practices, correct?
Right. This is for, like, your household. You know, you may have, you know, somebody that comes in and cleans, cooks, a gardener, that type of thing.
Gotcha.
Your household employees.
Okay. Very good. Go ahead.
Another one people don't think of very often is identity theft. And most homeowners' policies protect against fraud, but people with special concerns might want to consider an identity theft insurance policy. The best policies can cover legal fees and expenses, and even pay an expert to handle the details for you. So sometimes that's where the most work is incurred, is the paper trail to get it all done.
Mm-hmm.
Policies for something like that can generally run $50 to $70 a year, not very expensive, and give you $15,000 to $25,000 in coverage.
Now, we, because of the things in the news, Robin, identity theft probably is even more important today than people even realize because of what could occur. So you highly recommend that people take a look at that kind of policy, right?
Definitely. Take a look at it, and always, if you're using an ATM, anything like that, be aware of what's going on around you. A new thing I had heard about, and this was new to me, that somebody can go into an ATM right behind you, and they put what's called like a duplicate card reader type thing.
Yeah, I've seen
them. And they'll copy your card, and you don't even realize it's happened.
Again, that's very prudent kind of protection. Now, there's another one that you mentioned to me, and I think you called it family protection. What's that all about?
That would insure your family against carjacking, home invasion, stalking threats, child abduction, air rage, road rage, and possibly even the hijacking of an airplane, ship, or bus.
Well, we hope that doesn't happen, right?
We hope not. But Chubb is one of the insurance companies that they have a unique feature that they'll actually reimburse the security firm, security company, to coordinate an investigation and even pay up to maybe $500,000 for a child abduction.
Wow. So this kind of coverage is certainly a very prudent approach for people to, at the very least, explore. Because unfortunately it is a scary world out there. Now there's one thing up here that we have probably in Santa Fe, and I know in Albuquerque as well. We have a lot of nonprofits that exist up here. We probably have, for the size of the city, one of the largest collection of nonprofit organizations of any city in the country. So there's something that you've got as another policy that's useful for that.
Yeah, something like that. You know, we all want to volunteer and be helpful in our community. And when you do that, it's a personal director's policy. And sitting on the board of a nonprofit or a local charity isn't always risk-free. Board members can be held personally liable or exposed to lawsuits that are brought against the nonprofit.
Mm-hmm.
Premiums for something like this could be $500 to $700 a year, but it's additional coverage over and above what the nonprofit coverage is, what their D&O policy carries. Typically, most policies are about $2 million in coverage, for, like I say, about $500 a year, but coverage up to $5 or $10 million is also available, and to run less than $1,000 a year.
So if you're sitting on the board of directors of a nonprofit, you should at least consider talking to you about this kind of coverage just to get that extra protection, right?
Just in case, yeah.
Now we're going to go to a couple of what I would consider sort of semi-exotic areas, and one of them, which you labeled for me, which is sort of scary, is called kidnap and ransom. Something that we hope doesn't happen very often, but if it does, you've got a policy for it, don't you?
We do. We've got kidnap and ransom coverage. Most policies, it provides coverage for the obvious, the ransom if you or a family member is kidnapped. But for an additional maybe $700 to $1,000 a year, you could pick up $1 million of coverage from Chubb, and it will even cover the expense of the individuals negotiating the ransom, making the drop, and even pay for problems that could occur in the delivery.
Well,
very unique.
Well, it is.
Hopefully.
Hopefully we don't have to use that ever, but it's amazing that you guys have spent the time to think about these kinds of coverages. And, you know, again, in this unfortunately scary world that we live in sometimes, it might not be bad to at least explore that if you are in a potential situation, your net worth or whatever, where that might be something that could occur to you. Now, also up here and around New Mexico, there are a lot of people that have horses. So with that, you have yet another policy to recommend.
I do. It's called bloodstock insurance. And this is equine insurance protection for owners of high-priced horses or for show or jumper stallions. And this protects against theft, mortality, also includes poisoning by drugs, something that racehorse owners would probably be interested.
Yeah, that sounds like a good one. You know what, Robin, we've got about 2 minutes left, so I want to give you some time at the end of this before we go out. I'm going to go to one of these very exotic ones and let you talk about it. Because, again, up here in Santa Fe, there is a large gallery and artist community. There's something that you call fine art insurance. What's that all about?
Fine art, the creativity is the key to underwriting fine art collections.
Mm-hmm.
Whose contents, they can range from paintings, antique weapons, or even taxidermy. Most art collectors can expect to pay maybe 10 or 20 cents for $100 of value for their collection,
right,
assuming it's not exposed to any catastrophic conditions, you know, hurricane or earthquakes, which aren't an issue here too badly.
Right. Well, I'll tell you what, Robin, I'm going to have to go off the show here in a minute or so, so I want to encourage everyone that if you are interested in talking to Robin Schritter or her colleagues at Hub International about any of these very unique but very important insurance policies, go to our website, www.sfrp.com. Go to the radio show page. Right there you'll see prominently referenced the Hub International logo. Click on that, and I'll give you all sorts of information. Robin, again, thanks so much for carving out time on your Sunday to join us. We appreciate it. I hope you enjoy the rest of your afternoon, okay?
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Talk to you soon. Well, you know, Gino, some of that stuff is pretty interesting, isn't it? How much time do I have here before I have to go? I've got about a minute. Okay. Well, I want to thank Robin Schritter of Hub International and all of my other guests for offering some very interesting commentary today. Thank you, Mr. Thompson, my producer, as well as Kate, Melissa, and Phil back at Santa Fe Realty Partners for putting together a fine program. I want to thank you for tuning in today, and please know that I would love to help you with your own real estate issues, so you can call me at 989-8900. That's 989-8900. And please come join me next Sunday for another remote broadcast at 535 Camino del Monte Sol, which is located in the historic east side of Santa Fe, just steps from Canyon Road. So, Gino Thompson, enjoy the rest of your afternoon. And for the rest of you, until next Sunday at noon, right here on 1260 KTRC, I send you good luck and fortune